Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Complaint line, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, there's more to talk about today in the golf world.
First of all, today's show is sponsored by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory with great warranties. Fabulous pre-owned inventory, all with the Sunbury Motors guarantee, and which is so important, and a great service department that takes care of routine. They take care of oil changes and obviously inspections and diagnostics. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Complaint hotline, go ahead. Can we put you on hold?
No complaints today for me. I applaud what the PGA is doing.
Well, I think what they're doing is they're protecting their turf. I mean, it's as simple as that. That's all they're doing. It's like, do I think the LIV Tour is good for the game? No. No. Do I think that the PGA needs to be better for the game? Yes. Is this a wake-up call for the PGA? Yes. Is the LIV Tour good for the game? No. No. So I've said no twice. But that also doesn't mean that it's not serving a purpose here of being better for the professional player along the way. Now, are we as fans going to lose out? Yeah, because you're not going to get a chance to see Dustin Johnson compete or Bryson DeChambeau compete against Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, I dare say Tiger Woods, because you can't stand him either. You have a lot of hate in your life. that's where it is. I don't think it's good for the game of golf. I think in the end, it might provide some benefit, because anytime you have a rival league that is started, in the end, the established league does win, but they're also better off for it long term, whether it's in rules or money, whatever it may be. Yeah. Once in a while, you'll get a split like this. And I mentioned IndyCar racing before. I believe if we were to bring El Cudarone on the show here, he would agree with this. When IRL and CART split and the big names went to CART and they weren't allowed to race in Indianapolis, guess what suffered? Indianapolis. There's no Mario Andretti, no Michael Andretti. I mean, the Unsers aren't racing because they all went to CART. And it changed that sport forever. You know, even though you do sit there and you watch, you'll watch the Indy 500 and you're sitting there going, oh my God, look at the speed of these. It's unbelievable. Okay? But you need names. And names make a big difference to people. Unknowns win. Remember, we go back to the PGA Championship. In the end, was it actually good that Justin Thomas won? Yeah, he's a name. He's a name. Right? As opposed to, who's that? Well, now you've got names. Patrick Reed, Masters champion. Bryson DeChambeau, U.S. Open champion. Dustin Johnson, Masters and U.S. Open champion. Phil Mickelson, six-time major champion. Charles Schwartzel, who just contended at the Masters, former Masters champion. Sergio Garcia, former Masters champion. You got a lot of, they've got some, they've got names over there. They got money behind them. Now the question will be if people are not coming out to see it, and if they can't secure, as you mentioned properly yesterday, a TV deal. Okay, then it's. Then will that Saudi money dry up because they're not getting a return on their investment? But today, yeah, they suspended. Now, it's interesting. They suspended him from the tour, which everyone expected. But nobody mentioned the U.S. Open. That's a USGA event. I think they're still allowed to play in that. If I'm guessing, and it's only a guess on my part, but I think I'm guessing correctly because the USGA runs it. I don't think that they. I think those guys are allowed to play in it. And did you see the purses? $4 million to the winners, $120,000 to finish in last place.
Admittedly, that's not terrible.
Now, I'm not that concerned about the purses on the PGA Tour because I remember, and this is, you know, obviously now I'm really young at the time, but a lot of times the winning purse was $20,000. I mean, why did professional golfers play every tournament? Because they needed the money. Now, of course, the purses are so high, it's, you know, it really is astronomical. And that's, so the purses are fine now. It's the long-term part of it. And it's how many tournaments that you have out there and the spreading out of tournaments. You notice the LIV Tour is 9 tournaments. Here you got a tournament every week. Now let's get to the casual fan. The casual fan might be interested in the first time these guys play, but they need, as you said yesterday, a TV contract. So the first time these guys play, there might be some, okay, around it. Yeah, I might see what it's like. Sure, all right. Okay. But the casual fan is interested by, we've become a big event sports society of late when it comes to certain sports. We're going to talk to Dick Girardi, for example, in the next half hour about the Belmont Stakes. Well, how much interest is there among the casual fan with the Belmont Stakes? There's no Triple Crown at stake. So the casual fan's like, Rich Strike is going to run, so that does at least bring a little intrigue to see if the horse can do it again. And that's the only interest in it. Now, for the fan, the better, yeah, there's interest. It's a big horse race. So you're betting. But for the casual fan, in terms of watching it on TV, not so much. I mentioned the Indy 500. No offense, that is the only race the casual fan is interested in watching. NASCAR, Daytona 500, maybe the World 600, the Coca-Cola 600. That's about it. All right. It's getting more and more that people are more interested in postseason. The NBA ratings are during the regular season, a little bit better this year, but still postseason, much better. Way better. That's what we've become. And so now it's transit now. We just went through tennis. Like, it's really Wimbledon and the U.S. Open. Then maybe a the Australian Final, maybe the French Open. No other tennis tournament draws any interest. Just Wimbledon and the U.S. Open. I mean, that's two of the four majors. That's it. Golf, it's the Masters, PGA, U.S. Open, British Open, and the Ryder Cup. I mean, today they made this big thing. They're going to be stripped of their FedEx Cup points. Does anybody outside of the diehard golf fan, watch the FedEx Cup? I mean, remember a couple of years ago when Tiger Woods won the Tour Championship down in Atlanta? You remember that because you were mad.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Who won the FedEx Cup that day?
Don't remember.
Exactly. That's my point. It was, by the way, it was Justin Rose.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just saying. Okay. Yeah. I'm just pointing out. Nobody knows because nobody cares. I mean, nobody cares who wins the FedEx Cup. The casual fan's like, what the? Hey, Tiger Woods won the Tour Championship. That's great. Well, yeah, he must be, like, you know, won the FedEx Championship. What? Tiger Woods, right? No, it's Justin Rose. Nobody cares. Golf fans and casual fans care about the Ryder Cup. Open Championship, U.S. Open, PGA, Masters, Players Championship. That's about it. That's where it is now. I mean, I don't even know where the heck they are this week. Next week is the U.S. Open at Brookline.
This week is the Canadian Open.
Yeah, great. Fabulous.
Exactly.
And then Monahan's going on and on about all the great advertisers, a star-studded field. But all this stuff about your network coverage and your star-studded field, I mean, the network coverage, your advertisers, your sponsors, all that was put in place when, by the way, everybody, Mickelson, Johnson, you know, to go with Woods and McIlroy and Thomas and others like that and Spieth, when they were all together, yeah, that's when you put your contract together. What kind of contract are you going to get the next time if it's splintered? He can brag all he wants about how great it is right now. It was great when you were the only show in town. You aren't now. And that's where it's, you know, that's where it's going to go. Okay. Any other complaints on your part? A lot of concerns.
No, I'm just happy with what the PGA did today. And I also loved everything that Rory McIlroy's had to say about this the last 2 days.
Well, McIlroy is, of course, Matt. We've had McIlroy on the show. We had McIlroy on the show 6 years ago. And he is a great guy to talk to, very thoughtful. He's very thoughtful. And he has the ability to say what he wants in a very, like, you understand where he's coming from, and he does it in a very diplomatic way. How about that?
That's the perfect example, I think, of these comments that he's made the last 2 days.
He's been diplomatic about it. And
while still being direct, at least latest comments yesterday.
In other words, I'm loyal to this tour. But I understand the money these guys are getting. I mean, these guys are getting a ton of money to do this. There's a lot of bonus money that's been paid out. You're kind of looking around. I mean, let's face it. It's got to be incredibly tempting for any player to sit back and to say, okay, I can set myself up financially for life. Now, the question is, do you consider it, and excuse the expression, but you know, I feel like we're warping into on the mark here. Do you consider it because of the Saudi-backed money? Do you consider that you're taking blood money? That's the decision you have to make. Uh, And that's something everybody has to make their own decision about. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. I mean, let's face it. Like, let's look at people in our own lives. The suit would be gone in a heartbeat. All right, so.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells found.
And happy birthday to little Mark Cotrillo.
Why, thank you. Yeah, 1 year old today.
1 year old and absolutely adorable. All right, as we continue here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I certainly understand the guys that have went. I understand what their goals and their ambitions are in their life. And, you know, I'm not, you know, certainly not knocking anyone for going. It's their life. It's their decision. They can live it the way they want to. But for me, I want to play on the PGA Tour against the best players in the world. And, you know, I was speaking to a few people yesterday, and one of the comments was any decision that you make in your life that's purely for money usually doesn't end up going the right way. Obviously, money is a deciding factor in a lot of things in this world, but if it's purely for money, it's not, never seems to, you know, it never seems to go the way you want it to.
You, sir, are my hero!
And I've tried to tell that the suit that all the time. All the time. I've used the exact same words. I mean, it's almost like Rory took it right from me. Unbelievable.
He also added this, too. He called the current live field, quote, not something to jump up and down about. And he's absolutely right.
Well, of course, which is what you expect, though. What would you have expected on the first weekend of the USFL in 1983? What would you have expected of the first weekend of the AFL in 1960?
Right, but you have names. The difference with this is you have names, but you don't have people that are going to really bring attention, except maybe for Bryson DeChambeau, in my opinion, on this list.
I mean, it is, for the most part, an older list. Now, DeChambeau's a rising star and is a draw, no question. Ricky Fowler, if they were to get him to come over, has not been playing well the last 2 years, but he does bring with him a level of popularity. So anytime you have a, quote, upstart, yeah, they've got older stars in this, no question. Older names in it that have had some good moments. But he's right. I mean, the best players are still in the PGA Tour.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kim. Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory, all with the Sunbury Motors guarantee, which is so important. And when it comes to service, they handle it all. Inspections, you know, routine like oil changes and so forth. And not only that, they also can do the tough stuff, diagnostics. It is all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Any complaints in the last 6 minutes? I just want to make sure we're not.
No, we're good. Thank you.
I thought Nestor Cortez was very impressive when I watched him last night.
Yeah. Hey, we all have bad days. That's all. It happens.
Enough of how the suit squeak's going.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
All right. So let's get to the Belmont Stakes. Now the suit's listening. Now we're going to get to his wheelhouse. A little coin on the side. Never seems to go our way, does it, Matt? A little coin on the side for the suit.
Yeah, not really.
I'm going to give you an IOU. No.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Well said, Ricky. Well said. With that, we bring in Dick Girardi. Sir, always a pleasure. Great to have you back.
Yes, sir. For the people that don't know, twice a prince was second, 31 lengths behind. He's the answer to the trivia question. Sham had been second in the Derby and the Preakness, but as the great Chick Anderson said on the turn, looks like they're going to catch him today. And they did.
Yeah, he finished last.
He did. Yeah, he just got – they took his heart away chasing Secretary. Yeah, 224 flat, world record for a mile and a half, has not been approached, will not be approached. Secretary, it's still – all these years later, we're talking be half a century next year, holds the record, time record for the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont.
Appears to be a pretty fair horse. All right.
When he was at his best, he was the best horse that ever lived.
Absolutely. All right. So this has been quite the spring.
Yes, it has.
And you're not going to go to the Belmont, are you?
I am not. They beat me down, Steve. I need a break. I got somewhat beat up at the Derby and just KO'd at the Preakness.
Yeah.
When my man Joe Alvisari, who I love, one of the nicest guys in the sport, inexplicably has Epicenter 8 after a quarter mile. I'm going, what are you doing? Because that was as close to it. Pronouncing a lock as I have in some time. So, yeah, I like Epicenter and the Derby and the Preakness. He finished second in both. But the one thing I did get right, I predicted in both races, which horse would finish last. I did get that right. Unfortunately, they don't give out any trophies for an exact of second over last.
No. Rich Strike is going to run this race. Right now, Rich Strike is 7-2. How interested are you just to see how the heck this horse runs this time?
Very. Yeah, I mean, how can you not be, right? It was a dazzling display. I mean, kind of lost in all the madness was, at the top of the stretch, Rich Strike was even with about four or five more accomplished closing-type horses, and he outran them all. I mean, he just flew the last quarter mile when horses are typically slowing down, so... I don't know where the race came from, Steve, but it wasn't flukish. I mean, he did it. We all saw it. The overhead drone shot was very cool. Sonny Leon with this great ride, but you can't ride him unless they're running, and that horse was running. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. He had a work on Memorial Day at Churchill. I watched the video. It was very, very impressive. So I can't come up with a reason why he won't run well. I don't think he's going to win because I don't think he's going to get the same circumstance he had in Louisville where they had that super hot pace and the whole race just collapsed. That's not going to happen at the Belmont. It's only eight horses and there's going to be no pace at all. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I think everybody's going to watch the race Saturday on NBC at 6:45 is going to be looking forward to seeing, hey, can this horse do it again? Was it a fluke? What's he going to do?
And the horse is not the favorite. We the people.
He is not the favorite.
You don't go from
you don't go from 80-1 to 2-1 in this sport. People are going to want to see it again, which I get. My theory on that is when a horse does something he's never done before and the number, the speed figure is, like, really good, I would bet him the next time if the price stays high. I wouldn't bet Rich Strike at 7-2. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that's a fair price to make him do it again. Plus, he's in, as I said, a totally different circumstance. We the people who won the Peter Pan Stakes at Belmont Park a month ago, he won it with his speed. He is literally the only horse in this race with any speed. He has a gigantic tactical advantage. He's going to be in front, and he's not going to have to run very fast to get there. So that's actually my pick. See if I can get one of these things right. We the people, he's loose in the lead. And if I've said this to you once, Steve, I've said it a million times, it's true of every sport. You always want to play with the lead. I mean, I know all the late runners and National Velvet gets a lot of play. In real life, National Velvet runs seventh. You know, that's just the way it is. Same is true of sports. Play with the lead. Make the other team come get you. And even if they did, like last night, right, Golden State came and got Boston, but they ran out of gas.
Yeah. I mean,
just not how it works.
Right, because they played uphill. They finally took the lead. Boston took the lead right back, and at that point, you can't keep climbing the mountain.
No, in the Golden State's case, you can't, even as great as their two shooters are, they're not going to make every one of those shots at some point. It's not going to happen. Horse racing is very much like that. It's always dictated by the horses in front.
Well, Rich Strike is not only not the favorite, it's also not the number two choice. Mo Donegal right now is, and Mo Donegal's going to give it another run.
Yeah, so Mo Donegal, fifth in the Derby, won the Wood Memorial, won the Remsen, both of those races in New York, but at Aqueduct, a very different racetrack than Belmont Park. But he trains at Belmont Park. Todd Pletcher, the trainer, obviously knows how to win this race. He's won it three times. Similar circumstance, run Derby weekend or in the Derby, sit out the Preakness, come back in the Belmont. This is a good horse. And it would be interesting to see if he is, in fact, how the betting is. Will there be enough people coming in that want to bet sentimentally on Rich Strike to make him the favorite? I don't think so. I think the people that bet the big money, there's no sentiment involved. They're just looking to say, hey, what's most likely to happen here? So, yeah, I think the odds maker has it right. I think We the People is the favorite, then Mo Donegal, then Rich Strike.
Yeah, well, that's something also, too, because there's no Triple Crown at stake, they don't care about sentimentality. Hey, maybe if Rich Strike had run the Preakness and shocked everybody and won the Preakness, okay, now sentimentality would come into play.
Oh, absolutely.
But not this.
How could you not root for the horse if this crazy horse is going for the Triple Crown? But, right, they passed on the Preakness. They just didn't think he could be ready in time, and I trust that they know their horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's never run without significant time in between races, so they know. I think the one time they tried him back fairly quick, it didn't work. So I think they know. But again, it's just the circumstance, Steve, the racetrack, right, a mile and a half in circumference rather than a mile.
Yep.
Sonny Leon, the rider who rides typically at Belterra Park, which is the old River Downs on the Ohio River in Cincinnati, he's never ridden at Belmont Park. It's a very unusual place, and a lot of the big name guys are in here. They ride there all the time. I read Ortiz and Manny Franco and Jose Ortiz, Rosario. They're regulars at Belmont. So, you know, when do you move? Like, typically you'd move heading into the far turn. At a typical track, there's 3/8 of a mile left in the race. At Belmont, there's a half a mile.
Yeah. And the turn at Belmont is a sweeping turn.
Forever. Yeah. No, it's forever. And you get confused because when you're heading into a turn, normally that's the time when you start making your move. But in the Belmont, you do that. Mind that bird, Calvin Brum, he made a mistake in it. He went too fast, and the horse just hit the wall. Sonny Leon, who's not going to get a chance, I don't think he's got a mount on the dirt track before the Belmont. So that'll be interesting to see how he handles it.
Yeah. Of the rest of the gang that's in this race, anybody, because there's only 8 horses in it.
Right.
Of the other 5, is there anybody in the other 5 that bears watching?
Yeah, I think Creative Minister does, the third in the Preakness. He's the only horse that's actually going to run the 3 races in 5 weeks.
Right.
He didn't run in the Derby, but he ran on Derby Day in an allowance race at Churchill. And each of his 4 races has been better than the previous one. If he can come up with one more, he's got a chance to be a contender. And I think a lot of people are going to be interested in the filly Nest, who won the Ashland Stakes, was second to Secret Oath in the Kentucky Oaks, and is bred probably better than any horse in the race for the distance. The question about her is she fast enough? She's just never run a number that can beat these kind of horses, but if they're all staggering at the end, she might be the one still running. So, yeah, those would be the only other two I'd be interested in.
And that's the other part. None of these, we talk about like Sonny Leon never running at Belmont ever. None of these horses has ever run a mile and a half.
Yeah, and they never will again.
Right.
It's really kind of an American anachronism. They don't run mile and a half races on dirt except in the Belmont Stakes during the Triple Crown. It's what makes it unique. Yep. I mean, there are a number of horses who would have won the Belmont Stakes were it not at a mile and a half, or let's say like at a mile and a quarter, that got caught at the end for whatever reason or another. So, yeah, it is unique. I think in some ways it's kind of silly because horses don't run there. But I think it's also kind of cool because it's one lap around the biggest oval we have. I mean, it's, Belmont Park is 50% bigger than Pimlico at Churchill Downs.
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute. It's like the run down the backstretch must seem endless to the jockeys and the horses.
Right. That's why, for example, you know, Calvin Burrell made a mistake because it was endless and he misjudged it.
Yeah, that's right. And he isn't the first guy that's done that. It's just, it has happened through the years. And there's some other horses that should have won and were just unlucky in the way the race was run, Smarty Jones being the most obvious example.
Yeah.
He got targeted by two jockeys who didn't really care if they won. They just wanted to make sure he didn't win.
Right.
And, you know, why that happened, I don't know the answer to that question, but it did happen. Not that I'm bitter about it at all, Steve, but I am bitter 18 years later. I still haven't gotten it.
And I know some reasons why. All right, so I do.
Yes, you do.
So when we play this on Saturday, how do we need to play it?
Yeah, I'm going to probably try a We the People Creative Minister Exacta 1-5.
Yep.
If you remember, I was giving out a Epicenter Creative Minister at the Preakness, and dark early voting had to get there, get in the middle of it all. But yeah, I'm a Creative Minister fan. I have been from his first start. I saw his first start at Gulfstream. He actually finished second. I'm glad he did because I just happened. I might have had something on that Exacta.
Yeah.
And he was the best horse. I felt very fortunate to get out of there alive. I'm We the People, Loose on the Lead and Gone, and Creative Minister of the contenders. I think he's the best price of Mo Donegal, Rich Strike. I think for second he'll be, you know, that Exacta might pay $20 or something, where the one with Mo Donegal is probably going to pay more like $10. And I don't think his chances of being second are 50% less, so therefore that will be where I will go.
All right. Coaches versus Cancer, I have to ask you. You know, you dropped some putts for your team.
I did.
So another good experience.
Yeah, I made two and had two others like in the right there, ready to go in. Needed another revolution or something like that. People in my group saying, you need to go to Cuba. I said, yeah, I guess. I needed another revolution. But yeah, I was in with a good group of guys. Had a lot of fun, and obviously it's for a sensational cause. And it's the 25 years, right? Started by Jerry Dunn, and then Coach DeChellis, and Coach Patrick Chambers, and now Micah Shrewsbury, and all the volunteers and all the people that put this together. It's an amazing show, and of course, this was the first time in 3 years everybody got the come, right? Because there wasn't one in 2020, and last year kind of a shortened version in the fall. But yeah, it was great to see everybody. It's a great thing for the community, and obviously most important for the cause.
It was also great to see all the former players back, too.
Absolutely. It's a great turnout. Yeah. It is a great turnout.
Great turnout. My friend, always a pleasure. Let's see if this time everything falls into place.
Yeah, let's just look at it this way, Steve. When you're watching a race, when my man We the People is loose on the lead and they put up on NBC after half a mile, it's 48 and 4/5 seconds, let's just go on ahead to the bank.
Perfect. And that's exactly the number I'll be looking for, too.
We should get it done. If that happens, I think we're in a good spot.
Thanks, Dick.
Very good. See you, Steve.
On this today, the 49th anniversary of Secretariat's amazing run to the Triple Crown. It's the 49th anniversary today.
There we go. Perfect.
Congratulations, by the way, to Kelly Mazzanti. She has been selected to the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. She is scheduled to be inducted on Saturday, October 30th in Reading.
Bingo!
It's been a big 48 hours for her. Not only does she have this, but she just got promoted as associate head coach at Bucknell yesterday, too, by head coach Trevor Woodruff.
Yep. Well.
Well deserved.
Great player, better person.
Yes.
I mean, great player, better person.
Absolutely.
And congratulations to Kelly. Well deserved. Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, and her induction is going to take place. She's one of 11 new inductees into the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, and will be inducted on Saturday, October 30th at a banquet in Reading. Absolutely fabulous. I mean, Bucknell, the last three seasons, she's been on the staff. They're 57-17. They're 36-8 in the Patriot League.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't think I keep up on this stuff. Back with more in a moment. I mean, while you're complaining, I'm looking up other stuff. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Okay, great to have you with us on the show today. Congratulations to Kelly Mazzani. In the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, October 30th in Reading is the induction. And again, the awesome player, terrific coach, even better person. So I can't say enough good things about Kelly. Always has treated me well over the years, I know that. And I couldn't be happier for her. We are going to hear from Jeff Byers next half hour. We're going to talk about Final X Wrestling. The World Games will take place in Belgrade, and for the suit, that's in Yugoslavia. In September 10th to the 18th, and again for the suit, it's a month later in the year.
Oh my almighty!
I just feel like we have to do it this way now.
Got to do what you got to do.
Well, no, I think it just reduces the questions after the show. Like, no. Several Penn Staters, of course, were involved in Final X. We will talk to Jeff Byers about that. Then in the final half hour, great work done by C.J. Moore and Kyle Tucker of The Athletic. You may always wonder in college sports, and we're going to use college basketball as an example, of those who transfer up, how did it work out? Everybody assumes it's Shangri-La all the time. You hear about, you know, Oscar Tshiebwe, he didn't transfer up, it was lateral move, but he went from West Virginia to Kentucky. He's the Wooden Award winner, National Player of the Year. Brady Manick went from Oklahoma to North Carolina. He was critical in North Carolina's run to the national championship game. Remy Martin transferred from Arizona State to Kansas. He's a part of the national championship team. We hear all of that. You don't hear all the stories. And there are a lot of stats that show that it's a real mixed bag of those who transfer, quote, up. You go from a low major to a mid-major. You go from a mid-major to a high major. And we mean high major, we're talking about the Power Six conferences. In basketball, it's six. Football, it's five. And the six in college basketball, SEC, Big Ten, ACC, Big 12, Pac-12, Big East. So they laid out the numbers and did it beautifully. About minutes per game, offensive rating, points per game. And we're going to do that in the final half hour just to show that it's a real mixed bag. Sometimes the grass isn't always greener, despite what the suit says.